Now let's talk about letter Y. The name is Y and the sound is Y. The sound is what? Y. And it is represented in the IPA like this. And for the fact that it is represented like this, something like J or J makes a lot of people to get confused about this letter. The letter is actually pronounced as Y, as we have it in words like yes, yes, yes. You cannot call this yes. No, this representation is represented as Y. This is Y in phonics. You cannot say because it's written like this and you now pronounce this as yes. This is not yes. This is yes, yes. We have it in youth. Youth. This is youth. So, youth, youth. By the time you want to transcribe it in the IPA, that's what makes a lot of people to be confused. It will be transcribed like this. Yes. Yes. So many people now think that because it is transcribed in the dictionary like this, they now think that this is going to be J-S-C, Jess. No, this is not Jess. And youth, youth will be transcribed like this. So many people now think that this is Jute. No, this is not Jute. This is youth. Y. Oh, youth. This is letter Y, sound Y. Letter Y, I'm trying to make it clear. Sound Y, Y. So that is the correct pronunciation. To pronounce it is not difficult, but the point is immediately many people see this thing that looks like J, they begin to call the letter in a funny way. So you cannot expect that you pronounce yam as jam because you are seeing this. No, this is the representation of Y. We call it Y. So this is Y, A, M, yam. There is now a question about alleluia. A, Le, Lu, Ya. You will see that this is the spelling of alleluia. So this is the very, very rare occasion when you have J sound as Y. So this is Y sound in alleluia. It's an exceptional situation. It doesn't change the fact that Y is sound Y. And that Y is represented in phonics or in phonetics or in the IPA as this. That doesn't make it to be G. It's Y. There is a big difference between J or G and Y. This is Y and it is represented like this. Thank you very much. God bless.